Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, February 3rd, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a Chinese spy balloon. Who is Joe Biden's new chief of staff? The squad comes to her defense, and they will not stop until your stove is theirs. And Bill, of course, will be back with the message of the day. But first, the Pentagon confirming we spotted a Chinese surveillance balloon over the United States. What? What is that? It was last seen over Billings, Montana, well above commercial air traffic. According to the Wall Street Journal, Biden suggested that the balloon be shot out of the sky. The Pentagon was against due to the risk of civilian deaths underneath. The chief of staff is the most important job in Washington, D.C. It can make or break a presidency. There have been presidents with no chief of staff. It's one reason why Jimmy Carter was so ineffective. Great chiefs of staff like Reagan's James Baker, who called the job the worst blanking job in Washington. Chief of staffs that let nothing get to the president, H.W. Bush's. He ran such a tight ship that Bush had a post office box in Kennebunkport that his cabinet knew they could send him stuff to get around the chief of staff. And terrible chiefs of staff, like Gerald Ford's first, who lasted only 44 days. Joe Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, is out, making way for Jeff Zients. He was in charge of Biden's COVID task force. This is the guy who came up with the unvaccinated are looking at a winter of severe illness and death. That was Jeff Zients. Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, born in Somalia, a Muslim woman, kicked off the Foreign Affairs Committee for her anti-Semitic comments. She said, among other things, "We must have the same level of accountability and justice for all victims of crimes against humanity. We have seen unthinkable atrocities committed by the U.S., Hamas, Israel, Afghanistan, and the Taliban." Fellow squad member AOC coming to her defense on the House floor, saying kicking Ilhan off the committee is about targeting women of color in the United States of America. Even though McCarthy also kicked off two white guys from committees too. A few weeks ago, we found out that the federal government was planning to ban gas stoves, and people freaked out, and the Fed said, "What? No, we would never do such a thing." Meanwhile, in California, they've already done it. I live in San Diego. All new construction, no gas hookups allowed, and if you currently have a gas hookup, it's going to be removed by 2035. And I said weeks ago, just get ready, I promise you, they're serious about this, and they will not stop until they take all gas stoves away. And sure enough, the Energy Department proposing new rules to regulate gas stoves. I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly will be here with your message of the day and something you might not know next.
Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. 20% off plans, you can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Here's what this Black Studies controversy is all about. Governor DeSantis, white guy, is worried that these courses will present material to Florida students that is based on opinion, not facts. The very well-publicized 1619 Project, touted by the New York Times, is a great example. Here we have a so-called historian putting forth that America was developed with slavery being the primary motivating force. Balderdash is too mild a word for that. At this moment, I'm writing a book called Killing the Witches, which explores the true origin of our nation's founding. From the very beginning in Plymouth, it was religion, not slavery, that established the expanding colonies, and it was a harsh religion. So Governor DeSantis and others feared that school courses involving race would largely become propaganda designed to mislead students about the true nature of their country. That is a valid fear. Traditional historians like me would never be hired to teach a Black Studies course. It would likely be an activist in the classroom, not an instructor. And what about the students who dissent from the activist narrative? What happens to them? Any diversity or race-targeted mandatory state courses should be rigorously thought out and disciplined. This isn't communist China here. In school, including college, facts, not indoctrination, should be mandatory. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Jill, if Donald Trump runs again, it looks like he will. It could very well be the end of the country. As we know it, he will not win. It's a steep climb. Alice Ortrisco, Ontario, Canada. Monica Crowley said Michelle Obama is going to run for president. You said that if she runs, she'll win. God help us. Well, I haven't heard anything. And she'd have to declare by June of this year. But if she runs, Michelle Obama could very well win. Jenny Meyer, Elko, Nevada. Bill, you said to find out why those police officers in Memphis beat Tyree Nichols to death, they need to be interviewed. And you suggested some academics should be used. Why would you want to do that? Because academics are shown to be time and time again liberal. Look, it's social scientists that we need, part of the governor's task force that he puts together. No ideology. I understand your point, but we need facts here. Okay, we need to analyze why these officers did what they did and committed symbolic suicide. Jim Vaughn, Hudson, Ohio. I just read about another 15-year-old kid dying of a drug overdose and watched his mother crying. I couldn't agree more with your sentiment about pushes. We've been told by Barack Obama and the new culture that the pusher isn't that bad. The mistake President Obama made was saying that people who sell fentanyl, heroin, crack, methamphetamine are not committing a violent crime. That was a huge mistake by President Obama. I pointed it out at the time because, as you say, the seller of the poison is responsible for what the poison does to the buyer. In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 110 years ago today, the United States ratified the 16th Amendment to the Constitution. For the first time, the federal government imposed a national income tax on all wage earners. Here is the story. Since the Revolutionary War, tariffs were typically paid on specific goods like alcohol and tobacco. Those taxes funded the federal government. In the early 20th century, the United States was growing at a historic rate. Lawmakers in Washington needed more money to fuel westward expansion, strengthen the military, and build modern infrastructure. So the House approved the 16th Amendment in 1909. During the presidential election of 1912, all three candidates, William Howard Taft, the president, Theodore Roosevelt, and Woodrow Wilson, favored the new tax. On February 3, 1913, the amendment was ratified. The law simply states, quote, "Congress shall have the power to lay and collect taxes on incomes from whatever source derived," unquote. In its first year, the average tax rate was 1%. The highest bracket, 7% on earnings more than $500,000 a year. And back in 1909, there were very few people getting that. There were no adjustments, deductions, or other loopholes. Today, the federal government takes in $5 trillion a year, trillion. Half of that comes from personal income tax. The typical American household hands over 23% of its earnings to the IRS. That number drops to nothing for the very poor, reaches 37% for the rich. Today, some Democrats are demanding a so-called wealth tax. The proposal would confiscate money from people based on their total assets. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders want a 2% annual tax on every household worth more than $50 million. And here's something else you might not know. If you think $5 trillion is enough to run the federal government, you're wrong. On average, Washington spends $6.3 trillion every year, so the deficit is $1.3 trillion. Now this.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.